There are currently no vaping bars in Stevens Point, but one is looking to locate there. The growing demand for e-cigarettes, which mix addictive nicotine with a smokeless vapor, has the city's Common Council racing to develop regulations, according to Mayor Andrew Halverson.
Obviously, this is new territory for municipalities all across the state. It's really new territory for the FDA, the EPA, and other regulatory arms of the federal government.
Halverson says any attempt to ban vaping bars or e-cigarettes would have to come from the federal or state government and not cities like Stevens Point.
I certainly can't speak to the addictive nature of nicotine. I'm certainly not a scientist. What I can tell you is that consumption of nicotine is currently perfectly legal in the United States, in the state of Wisconsin. How folks choose to ingest something that is obviously addictive or harmful in nature is none of my concern.
But the mayor says the city is looking at zoning requirements that would restrict where vaping bars could be located and licensing requirements that would be similar to but less strict than those for taverns. Halverson says it's a balancing act.
There are folks who are very concerned about public health. We have some libertarian concerns here that say there shouldn't be any regulation on it whatsoever. And then we have to find our way somewhere in the middle based on a market that is dynamically developing in front of us.
The Stevens Point Public Protection Committee discussed vaping bars last night but took no action. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.